So how is it different from AA then?
Well, you don't have to get up and identify yourself and confess your sins.
Oh, you don't have to do that there. All right. Could I be a Mason? Like, could you invite me in, or is my blood not blue enough?
Your blue blood has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
And it's up to you. It's, if you are interested in becoming a Mason, you have to approach a lodge or a Mason. And
I'm doing that right now. I'm approaching you.
And ask for an application.
May I?
Yeah, you're up in Seattle, so you ought to do it with a local Mason, because I'm under a different Grand Lodge.
Way to brush me off.
And is this a men's only fraternity, or can women join?
There are branches of Masonry that are for women. Traditionally, you know, dating back to the 1700s at least, it has been men only. That was the tradition. Order of the Eastern Star is for...
Women who are
related to Masons, and it is a women's Masonic organization, but there are also grand lodges of just feminine Masons.
Well, there's different entry requirements, because set those puppy Freemasons, I think they call them. You have to flash your room.
They have belly dancing classes.
They're either men or women.
There is a branch called co-masonry, which is both men and women.
Oh. Now, are there gay Masons?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm in San Francisco. I've got a number of Masonic brothers who are gay.
Okay, but they don't have their own bath and everything.
No, it's not.
It's not like that.
They're the Glee Masons.
All right, so I still, even talking to you, and I suppose I should buy the book, I still don't really know exactly why you exist. Is it just like the Boy Scouts to hang out and talk about what you think is good?
Well, historically, it came together in the early 1700s. Because you had a situation in England where they had terrible religious wars. So the idea behind Masonry was universal brotherhood. Let's bring men together across religious boundaries, across political boundaries, across class boundaries. And that's why it, for instance, had an influence on the American Revolution, on the founding of this country, because it had a sort of proto-democratic ideal.
So it's brotherhood. It's like an Elks Club, basically, with a more historical thing.
It's got similarities. I think Masonry has a little more depth.
Well, depth and mystery.
You're making fun of the Elks, I see. Right. You're above the Elks. I get it.
I have a friend who's an Elk.
And gay, I know.
Well, gay Elk? What do they call those?
Well, my grandfather lived as a Mason and also died as a Mason, and that's part of the mystery, because I was at his funeral, and they do some things.
And how come he didn't give you a Mason key?
I have one of his most prized possessions, which is a little pocket knife with the Masonic symbol on it, and that was what I was given from my grandfather. But at his funeral, they did some things that I really couldn't explain. His Masonic brothers had some kind of pendulum that they waved over him, and they said words in a language I didn't understand.
Jay, what is that?
Well, that must be a different Masonic funeral than I've been to. I've not seen any pendulums waved over bodies, I'll tell you that.
I think your grandfather was just messing with you.
They were dousing from moonshine.
Yeah.
These were the Southern Masons.
Jay Kinney. Hold on, Jay. A couple of listeners have some questions. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
All right. Here's Louvie in Seattle. Hello, Louvie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, guys. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I read a book. It may be not true now to this point, but a few years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, I read a book that Abraham Lincoln and JFK were the only two presidents that weren't Masons.
Yeah, that's a common notion. However, only about 25% of the presidents have been Masons.
Okay.
George Washington was.
It's a weird book of the similarities of Lincoln and Kennedy.
Right.
Kennedy wasn't, and Lincoln wasn't, but Thomas Jefferson wasn't either. In fact, the only president...
Thomas Jefferson didn't believe... I don't like him.
You don't like him?
Wow.
He hung out with that slave, is that right? So Jay, this is the misconception, is that the presidents who weren't Masons were the ones who were assassinated. It's part of that whole Lincoln Kennedy thing, and that's been disproven, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gerald Ford and Harry Truman and Franklin Roosevelt all were Masons, but you know, they're the only ones that were Masons like in the last 60-70 years.
So okay. Kennedy wasn't then?
No, you know, neither was Johnson.
Wow. How about Reagan?
No, I think he was not a Mason. He was honored with a honorary 33rd degree. The Scottish Rite gave that to him after he was president, but you know, that was purely an honor. It had no power associated with it, no pull.
Greg in Port Orchard, your question for Jay. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking the call here. Hey, Jay, my question is I've got some experience as a hotel manager with dealing with large Masonic groups.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that I've noticed is that y'all kind of have a little racism thing going along, because we get the Prince Hall Masonic Lodge is all African-Americans.
Right.
But, you sure don't see too many of African-Americans in the Blue Lodge.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. That is changing, but historically there was like two parallel traditions of Masonry, the Prince Hall Masons, which have been very significant in the African-American community, and then what you could call mainstream Masonry, which tended historically to be mainly Caucasian. That's breaking down now. There's much more of a mutual recognition between the two Masonries, and the lodge I'm in, we have Chinese members, African-American members, Filipino.
So it can happen.
Members.
All right. So, thank you, Greg. Alan, go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, hi. When I was growing up in high school, I was dating a girl who was a part of what was called Job's Daughters, which she had shared with me was a part of the Freemasons.
Yeah, it's a Masonic youth group. Right.
And whenever I would ask her, because I think she was the lead or the queen or whatever it was for that group, whenever I would ask her, what do you guys do in your meetings, she would say, oh, we can't talk about it. And I said, well, what kind of stuff do you do? Well, we can't talk about it. And no matter what I did to get her to tell me, she would not talk about what she did in those meetings.
Yeah, yeah. They give each other Brazilians. Not allowed to know that.
Not allowed to talk about it.
I didn't mean to bust them on that. But, you know,
what do they do, Jay?
Well, you know, I think Masons and Masonic youth have tended to play up this whole secrecy thing unnecessarily. So that's a common response. But, you know, there's a lot that she could have talked about that she didn't.
Did this girl keep up her defenses in other areas, too? I mean, were you able to get anywhere with her?
Well, her dad did.
Yeah, her dad did. Wow. Not allowed to go there. All right, thank you, Alan. Jay Kinney in San Francisco, the definitive book, Unlocking the Truth About the Symbols, Secret Rites, and the History of Freemasonry. We'll put a link on our website. Be well, Jay.
Thank you.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe. 102.5 KZOK. The classic rock station.
Get a rebate of up to $20 on a qualifying pair of Trico wiper blades purchased before November 30th. Just go to TricoRebates.com for details. It's raining rebates.
Celebrate Oktoberfest, classic rock style, with KZOK's own Spike O'Neill at the Skagit's Rocktoberfest party on Friday, October 2nd from 8 p.m. till midnight. Pull out your old t-shirts and worn jeans and get ready to rock with Spike as he joins Soul Stripper, the ultimate AC/DC tribute band. Dance the night away to all your favorite AC/DC and classic rock hits playing live in the Skagit's Pacific Showroom. Enjoy themed appetizers, a keepsake gift, drink specials, prize giveaways, and more. Purchase your tickets at theskagit.com and Ticketmaster, or with no service charge at the Casino Cashier Cage. Receive $1 off each ticket when you purchase your tickets at the Casino Cashier Cage with your Skagit Rewards card. Membership is free, and you can sign up on your next visit. Skagit Valley Casino Resort is located just 1 hour north of Seattle on I-5, exit 236. Must be 21 years or older.
If you've got carpets, here's something you might never want to hear.
Look, Mom, a puppy. Can we keep it?
And this could make you cringe.
Hey, can we have a sleepover in the family room?
But maybe all you need is a really good vacuum. Well, the half-yearly vacuum event is happening now at Fred Meyer. All vacuums and steamers are on sale. Top quality brands like Dyson, Bissell, Hoover, and Dirt Devil, including the new Dyson DC25 Animal Vacuum for $549. Buy any vacuum priced $69.99 and over, and you'll get a Fred Meyer gift card. See store for details. And since it's Double Points Week, it's a great time to buy the vacuum that'll keep your carpets looking good. No matter what. Get good low prices on what you need today at Fred Meyer. What's on your list?
Come see what's waiting for you at the new Fred Meyer store at 164th Southwest and Alderwood Mall Parkway. There's a world of great food, clothes for the way you live, work, and play, and everything for your home and garden. What's on your list today?
Here's the story. Reliable can be affordable.
Sure, on paper.
No, in wireless.
Reliable and affordable? Impossible.
Not at Verizon Wireless.
Prove it.
First, you get America's largest and most reliable wireless network.
How about affordable?
How about unlimited calling to friends and family numbers and more than 80 million Verizon Wireless customers?
Sounds affordable.
Unlimited messaging to anyone in the U.S. And you can add a line for just $9.99 monthly access.
Wow, reliable and affordable.
Undeniable.
Good story.
Great ending.
Switch to Verizon Wireless today for great phones under $50, like the touchscreen LG Versa, or choose the dual flip Samsung Alias 2. Now only $49.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any Verizon Wireless communication store or VerizonWireless.com. Quest customers come in now and upgrade to the latest in wireless phones. Add lines after the first two for $119.99 monthly access on a nationwide select family share plan. New 2-year activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Imagine what you'd do if you won $25,000 in cash and prizes.
I'd get a new car.
I'd redo the bathroom, that's for sure.
I think we'd fix my mom's house.
I'd probably want to buy my kids one of those video game things.
It's the final week to enter our Penguin Windows $25,000 Summer Home Improvement Sweepstakes. Prizes include beautiful triple-pane Penguin windows. With the incredible insulating power of Krypton gas and expert installation, Penguin Windows can easily guarantee in writing that you'll save at least 40% on your heating and cooling bills the first year. Scott noticed his Penguin windows kept his house
cooler in the summertime. We get a lot of sun exposure. Our house used to just bake, and now it stays pretty comfortable.
Right now, get up to a $1,500 tax credit from the government. Plus, for a limited time, get an additional 10% discount on beautiful triple-pane Penguin windows. Call 1-800-PENGUIN or visit penguinwindows.com for your free in-home demonstration.
Penguin windows, there's nothing else like them.
Ahoy, I'm Boaterid.
And I'm regular guy Bill.
And his stylish wife, Sherry.
And I have a nagging question. Why don't you have life jackets?
But we do.
Right over there.
Well, they won't do you any good if you don't have them on.
I don't look good in mine.
We'll put them on if we need them.
It's too late once you're in an emergency. You'd know that if you'd taken a safety course and gotten your Boater education card, as Washington state law now requires.
Okay, we'll put them on.
I also see that you have the wrong life jackets for this situation. You'd know that, too.
You really are a nag.
But a generous one. I happen to have a spare Type 3 life jacket on board. Catch.
I got it.
Oops, they're a little short.
Bill, don't slip.
Whoa. I can't get it on.
See, it's too late once there's an emergency.
For safety courses and a card application, visit boatered.org. That's boatered.org. Get the card that's good for a lifetime. Your lifetime. The Washington State Boater Education Card.
Well, I think my work here is done, so I'm off to my next adventure in boating safety.
Grab the mop handle, Bill.
I am so cold.
That other couple warned us about him.
Your friends at 76 Gasoline want you and your friends to know that they're not just top-tier gas. They want you to know they're on the driver's side.
New GEICO customers report an average annual savings of over $500. And that, my friends, is put a monocle in your eye and walk with a fancy cane, even though you don't really need a cane kind of money.
KZOK, Comcast, and the Rock Wood Fired Pizza are proud to present the 3rd annual School of the Rock Battle of the Bands. But have you been into one of their 10 locations? Enjoy all-you-can-eat lunch buffet each weekday until 2 p.m. That includes pizza, pasta, and salad for only $8.79. Or 2 daily happy hours with an extended appetizer menu featuring the Little Rockers, their flame-broiled mini burgers, and 9-inch personal pizzas, 750 buckets, and special on drafts, wines, and wells. And let's not forget the pizza. Wood-fired and brick ovens with over 20 pies to choose from or build your own. Pizza, burgers, pasta, sandwiches, and more, all available at the Rock Wood Fired Pizza. Get the backstage pass and get points for every dollar you spend with Rockin' Rewards. See them online at therockwfp.com.
Hell yeah, that's good pizza.
And don't forget to register your school for the 3rd annual School of the Rock Battle of the Bands. Bragging rights and $10,000 are at stake. Register and get all the info at kzok.com. The 3rd annual School of the Rock Battle of the Bands. Brought to you by the Rockwood Fired Pizza, Comcast, and 102.5 KZOK.
KZOK traffic.
It's still really rough out there on I-5 in the northbound direction. Just before you get to 188th in Tukwila, it's really heavy because there is a car blocking the HOV lane, a big wreck actually. And then I-5 northbound solid between the West Seattle Bridge up to the 520. That one's heavy just eastbound. The biggest slowdown on I-5 is solid between Northgate right down to the Ship Canal Express Lane. Fine. And then 405 northbound, having a really hard time in both directions in Renton between 167 and 44th in Newcastle. Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK.
This is the Bob.
Bob Rivers Show on 102.5 KZOK-FM. KZOK HD Channel 1. Yeah! Seattle. And now, streaming to the world at KZOK.com.
Who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down? We do. We do. Who keeps Atlantis off the maps? Who keeps the Martians under wraps? We do. We do. Who holds back the electric car? Who makes the Gutenberg a star? We do. We do.
That's the Simpsons Mason song called Stone Cutters.
Who rigs every Oscar night? We
the Masons do.
That was awesome. Homer tried to join the Stonecutters. That was a phenomenal episode.
9:16, good morning.
That guy didn't make me feel any, you know, easier about the Masons.
He
either.
Didn't?
No. I like the Masons. I mean, like, I'm from Mason blood, but there's definitely something funky about that.
Joe says he thought there might be a ghost in his house this morning. You had a scary experience when you woke up?
Oh, this was enough of an experience that woke up the whole house, and it was very
screaming like a little girl.
No, it wasn't me screaming like a little girl. What happened is I'm just getting dressed, minding my own business, and all of a sudden I hear beep 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 the car sound,
car alarm.
Yeah, but it's the one car we own that doesn't have a car alarm.
Huh?
This car does not have a car alarm. It has an alarm that won't let you steal it, but it doesn't have a intruder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, this is the one car that is securely in my garage.
With the car in your garage, the alarm starts going off.
Yeah, and I don't even have a key to this car on my keychain, so I'm nowhere close to a key, and it's just going off. And, of course, Kelly wakes up. What's the beeping?
Beep. Beep.
What's
beep,
the beeping?
Through your whole house.
I said, it's your Volvo. It's out there beeping.
It's the Volvo?
And I don't know why. I had no idea why. And so I'm out there trying to stop it. And
perhaps it's upset where it lives.
Well, that's
it. We're in a nicer part of town.
The thing is, it's like, is this like Christine the car or what? It's just all of a sudden out of the blue, it's beeping and stuff's going off.
This garage is a mess. I got to get out of here.
I immediately assume it's somehow the cat set off what I didn't even think we had.
Could the cat jump on the car?
Cat was upstairs asleep on the bed. And I close the door. I go back to bed, honey. You know, it's I can't explain it, but we'll worry about it later. She goes, my God, somebody is in the garage. She says, it's got to be.
You didn't go in the garage?
I went in there and looked, but she says, it's somebody's got to be in there. That's the only thing that can make that
someone
happen.
Was hiding when you were in the garage.
And I said, you know, well, the garage looks secure. I said, well, I'll go check. And I start thinking, God, you might be right, because I can't think of what would make that happen. And
it's a computer controlled car. I can think of all sorts of things that would make
it. And I'm looking around, you know, behind the water heater, underneath the car. And
what are you going to do if you corner a burglar, Joe?
I'm going to beat
don't
that.
Don't make me pour gravy on you and eat your leg.
No,
I'll do it. I'll do it.
I'm not a
you're
guy.
Beg for mercy is what you're going to do.
I'd
open the door and say, okay, I'm going to open the garage door.
No,
if you're
no,
in
run,
here,
run free. Run. Run.
I'm a gentle guy, but not in this situation.
Really? You think you'd get all fired up if someone was invading your domicile?
No, I only have my bare hands. That's all I need.
And a fork.
Oh, I've got, you know, your typical baseball bat here, crowbar there type stuff.
Did you have one of those in your hand?
No, I didn't, because this was so immediate. And
you didn't stop and grab a knife going through the kitchen or something?
Ooh.
Oh, that'd end up being used on you. Don't do that.
No, this was downstairs in the
nobody
garage.
Nobody knows how to wield a knife like that man right there.
Well, if he's putting something in his mouth with it.
But so I go, there's nobody in the garage, and it's just a mystery that is to be unsolved. We've decided, or had decided for a time, and I remember trying to think, what could it be? What could it be? And I said, I was standing right here.
Is this the end of the story?
The end is...
What could it be? What could it be?
No, I found out what it was.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I just don't want to... He can say that for like a half hour.
No, this is about...
I'm so scared this will go on.
It's about to wrap up. I found out what it was. My very smart and intuitive wife found out what it was. I'm telling her, sweetie, I have no idea, you know, because I'm just standing right here. Next thing I know, this thing's beeping.
Please don't tell me the story again.
Can I guess?
Tell me what it was.
Go ahead and guess.
You sat on the panic button on a remote.
stood on the panic button. Because I had lost my key. I'd lost my key to that car. She had dumped because she gets mad when my, you know.
So you wake up in the morning?
Yeah, I wake up in the morning and I'm down in my office getting dressed. I get dressed.
And you step on the panic button.
Which is in a pile of dirty laundry that she dumped in the middle of the floor to get me to take care of.
And that's what you ignored.
But it took a few minutes to figure that out. And I thought it was,
I love that.
You know, either intruder, ghost. We didn't know for a while there.
Thank you, Joe. Hey, the new season of Dexter has just started. You ever watch that show?
The Serial Killer? Yeah, I haven't seen that. That's Showtime, right? I don't get that.
It's Showtime. I'll just go rent the DVDs. Ah, it's amazing. Ever since The Sopranos, I've been looking for some character that should be in jail to love. And this is the guy. Someone just texted me and said, Dex married his sister. The actor who plays his sister in real life. What's his name? Is it something Hall? Michael Hall?
Michael C. Hall.
Michael C. Hall? Yeah. Married his sister character?
Ooh, that's hot. They met on the set of Dexter?
Because she's not really his sister. That's why it's hot.
Yeah. Right.
She is. You haven't seen the show.
Well, I started watching the very, very first episode of the very first season, and after 10 minutes, I just don't want to watch somebody
serial killers
getting killed.
But these people
I understand that it's a worthy murder.
Yeah. His sister on that show
is really hot.
And she's not even traditionally good looking. But she is smoking desirable. I have no idea why.
What's her name? What's her name on the show?
What's her name?
Well, the character,
I don't know her name. I've been watching it for 3 seasons.
Jennifer Carpenter, and she's 29 years old.
That's the actress.
That's the actress, yeah.
What's her name?
Deborah Morgan is the character.
Deborah, yeah.
Oh, you'll never look at the characters the same way. Now
that I know he's married to her in real life.
Oh, in real life. Okay.
The actors married each other even though they play brother and sister on the show.
Cool.
You like it too.
Awesome.
Why do we like it?
That's such a forbidden fruit.
It feels wrong, but it feels strangely right.
Yeah.
Now you get to imagine what happens when the cameras go away.
Because she, on the show... She is. She has this problem in that she swears like a truck driver sailor, constantly. She swears worse than any woman you've ever seen, and that's her character on the show. Just lets constant words fly.
I'll bet you you're not going to have to worry about that too long.
Why?
He's going to kill his sister. Never seen the show, but I know.
What do you mean?
He's going to get tired of working with his wife. They're going to write her out. She's going to be axed by the serial killer.
No, not a chance.
You don't think so?
No, they love each other. There's no way that character could do. You haven't seen the show.
I haven't, no. But I can only imagine working with your wife every day. You'd figure out some way.
Figure out a way to write her out of your own show.
Yeah.
Wow. You know this is on, right?
I do. I also know my wife's in school. I can talk now after 8 o'clock.
Oh. I'm free.
I love this text message. Joe, you just wasted 5 minutes of my life. Well, if anybody else wakes up and the car alarm is going off, you hit the panic button somehow.
Yeah, and I had no idea, but I stood on the panic button. I didn't even know it had a panic button, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's a great safety feature.
I think it's really interesting, though, that Joe... If there's an intruder, Kelly will literally send Joe down there.
Man up. That's what you do. You'd do
and
it.
And Joe would just go.
You would do it too.
I would, but I'm not Joe.
It's not a big leap for you to be a man.
It's not a big leap for me to be a man. No, I don't mean it that way.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I would. I have done it. Heard a noise, go down, you do it.
Dude, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I got weapons stashed around. I've eyeballed every room in my house. For what could be used against an intruder. I mean, everything. Right. The walk from my front door to my car, you know, I've eyeballed garden things in our front walkway that could be stabbed into somebody's neck.
I've seen you like Dexter, too. You should watch the show.
I've seen enough TV to know how to do it.
Gary in Covington, hello.
Hello.
You're on, Gary.
Dexter was adopted.
In the show, yes.
Yeah, yeah, in the show. So,
and I don't remember, I don't recall whether Deb is his real sister, whether she was adopted or not. I don't have any idea. I think you're right. She was not even his real sister in real life. So they'd be steps brother and sister.
No, well, it was his adopted father's daughter. They're half brother and sister.
Right.
Okay. So genetically, they could do the nasty and not have any kind of, you know.
Well, there's a whole other question. If you're not genetically connected. Mm-hmm. To a brother or sister, could you fall in love? It's been a subject of a number of movies, mm-hmm. and I would think that would be creepy.
Yeah, well, it's kind
but any
weird.
Two actors can do it on the planet, and that's not creepy.
But it, you know, doesn't make it incest.
No, do you like Dexter?
Yeah, actually, it's,
would you agree with me that it's the coolest pay TV show since The Sopranos?
Yeah, I only watched the first season when it was on regular TV, and then the second season went to cable, and the first season.
Oh, if they put Deb on regular TV, she can hardly speak. She's like one of those rap records edited for Top 40 radio.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I bought the second season. I haven't watched it in its entirety yet, but
okay.
I'm in the process, and now that the third season's over, I'll probably buy it, too.
Yeah. It's like, thank you. I know Sopranos is sacred to you, but it's as good as that to me.
You became a huge fan of Entourage. You like it better than Entourage?
Yeah. I think Dexter is one of the most amazing.
Does any of the characters on Dexter know that he is a serial killer other than...
No.
No.
Well, he told the baby last night.
Oh, how could you do that to
a
child?
And he's rocking the baby, and he goes... It's 3 in the morning, and he has to get up for the 3 a.m. feeding. See, the thing is that he's a serial killer, but he's a really nice guy, living a great family life.
Right.
And he only kills really bad people because it's like in his head that he has to kill people.
He's got an overdeveloped sense of justice.
It's just, I don't want to give everything away, but something happened to him when he was a kid.
Okay.
That screwed him up for life this way.
Made out with his sister? Sorry, too close to home?
I haven't shown it yet.
Okay.
I do flashbacks, but it wasn't that, no. And he becomes a blood spatter analyst for the police because he's totally, blood is his life.
Wow.
And anyway, he's rocking the baby at like a 3 a.m. feeding on the new show that just premiered last night. And he looks down at the baby and he goes, I'm going to keep you safe. My innocence got screwed up, but I'm going to never screw up your innocence. And he looks at the baby and he goes, Daddy kills people. You're the only one I can talk to about this.
Awesome.
It's the coolest acting. It's really amazing. What's wrong with your website today? I don't know. Something wrong with our website? Check it out.
Yeah, I just did. Seems fine.
Okay. Facebook shout out. We have one more. If we can give this away today, we're going to be happy. And so is this guy. His name is James Happy. That's a real name, James Happy. We would like to make James Happy happy. If he could give us a call at 1-800-252-1025, we will give him a 32-gigabyte iPod Touch. Oh, I am so jealous.
That's the biggie. That's the monster.
32 gigabytes?
That's how much my home computer has.
Feels like we should split that between two people. What?
My home computer's 32, I think. I'm due for an upgrade.
Yeah. James Happy, give us a call, 1-800-252-1025. If you know James Happy, make him happy. Call him right now because he only has till the end of the show to claim his 32-gigabyte iPod Touch. I'm really glad you didn't have to fight a crook.
I got an email here if you want to play another game. This one might be hard. I just got this email. It says, Spike is an idiot, is the way it starts.
Okay.
Spike is an idiot. My head about exploded this morning when he said blank.
Spike is an idiot. My head about exploded this morning when he said blank. Oh, you want us to guess what Spike said that freaked somebody out?
And I don't know if you can or how long you've been listening today, but there's something Spike said that really made this lady upset. She seems genuinely upset.
Was it bad?
I didn't think it was particularly bad.
It was just, in her opinion, factually incorrect.
Is that right?
Yes.
Was it a joke?
I don't think so.
Was it a joke?
I'm trying to think of all the things you've said this morning, and of all the things.
What did Spike say that made blank's head explode?
I'll give you a prize. I don't know what we have. What else we have at the prize closet, but I'll come up with something. Well, you go ahead. You get five guesses, and if you can't come up with it, we'll give a prize to something.
I said that drinking would help in the Sunday Seahawks game.
You did say that, and that's not it. Okay. That made me a little upset, but I think you might be right.
I'm sorry, they're going to get crucified.
They're going to get killed.
Oh, my God. You're missing your start linebacker, your top three cornerbacks are out, and here comes Peyton Manning.
And so we picked this Sunday to have a breakfast party over at Tulalip.
That's going to be fun.
We're watching the Seahawks game with you.
That's going to be fun. No matter what happens, that's going
to
be fun.
Okay. Can we switch to a different game?
That's why we're going there. Did I say that the Free Those Puppies Masons, Set Those Puppy Freemasons were the women's organization? Was that it?
No, that didn't offend anybody.
That didn't offend them?
Huh.
You talked about another Mason thing. What was your other
one? Can you be a Freebason Mason? Can you be a drug addicts? No,
that's not that. Deal with the Masons. Okay.
What is it that totally ticked off?
Can I give him a clue? Because I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you do? Okay. Oh, don't give me a clue. That's no fun.
No, don't give him a clue. Yeah. He gets five guesses, and then we go to the audience.
Okay.
I love the comment you made about the clapper in your bedroom.
Oh, you smack her on the ass, it turns the lights back on.
Yeah, but that wasn't it either.
That wasn't it either.
That's what we're talking about, Pedro. Remember what I said earlier? We had something that was good. That was it.
Amy, Spike's had five guesses. What do you think it is that set off this listener with a complaint letter?
I think it was the shampoo and the animals and saying it was okay to test on them.
No, that wasn't it.
That was yesterday's horrible mistake.
But we did run a little promo back today.
Okay, no, it wasn't that. Sorry, Amy.
Oh, go ahead.
You probably won't guess it. It's funny.
Can I see it, Joe?
Yeah, it's funny what makes people upset, because I didn't think a thing about this.
I didn't either, but she's right.
Holy crap.
It has something to do with your ancestry. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
My head just about exploded this morning when Spike said this.
Oh, Ryan's the first generation in our family wants to work.
No.
No, that wasn't it?
Ancestry.
It's amazing how much volatile stuff you can say in a day. You know?
Some offenses are shipped by
Please
volume,
don't man. Let your listening public believe what he said.
Okay. Oh.
And Eric, I expect better of you. You're supposed to correct Spike when he screws up like this.
But I saw an 80-year-old woman in Ballard texting and driving at the same time, and she was dangerous.
That was Phil and Issaquah. You
know, this is a great game, by the way.
Yeah, I think it's when Spike said that he wasn't good enough to sing with AC/DC at a young age.
That did not set her off.
No,
she really is mad at him. It's not that.
Wow. About my ancestry.
Related to it, yeah.
Okay.
Eric, I can't wait all day. And don't make me take on-screen calls again, because I know it hurts.
And you know he will. Yeah, he will.
Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Is it when he said he would help his family member bury a body or hide a body?
That wasn't me, by the
way.
That didn't bother her one bit. It was a caller. It wasn't me.
Teresa, what do you think it was, Teresa?
Hello?
Yes, Teresa.
Yes.
You're on, Teresa.
When they were talking about Joe's story and Spike said that he was screaming like a little girl.
Nope, didn't bother anybody.
Again, based in fact.
Okay.
I don't think
I'll just tell you what it is.
By the way, number one place to hide a body, can we tell you? Because I know it. It's easy. This isn't from TV. This is just a stone-cold fact. Best place to hide a body? In a grave. You got a body to dump? You find somebody's having a funeral tomorrow. You go to that pre-dug grave. You dump a body in, cover
that was
body
on last
dirt.
Season of Dexter.
Was it really?
Absolutely.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Until the funeral people show up.
And there's the bottom
No, nope, someone crawled in the grave that was going to be done the next day and dug another foot down, put the body in, and covered it up with dirt.
And the next day they lower your beloved in, and nobody touches that without a court order.
Nope. There you go. Oh.
Anyway, none of you have it. Spike is an idiot. My head just about exploded this morning when he said Halloween started in Mexico with the Day of the Dead. These are two different holidays. Halloween is passed down from our Celtic ancestors and was brought into this country by Irish immigrants, not Mexican ones. If anyone should know this, it's the Irishman on your show, Spike O'Neill. The Mexican Day of the Dead shares a similar theme, but these holidays evolved completely separately. Eric, I expect better of you. Spike, I'm not surprised. Please don't let your listening public believe that Halloween is one big Day of the Dead celebration. Thanks, Brenda.
Cool.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is right. She's right. Melissa's probably going to get a priest when I get home.
That got you?
I know.
That got you?
We have a lovely lady who is an expert on Iran. And the big story this morning is that Iran is taunting us with its nuclear weapons facility, saying we have, you know, we're working on this, and it's no place you can bomb it. There are very scary articles starting to appear in the mainstream press, including the Wall Street Journal, saying it's not whether or not there'll be a nuclear war, it's just when and who it'll be between. When this sort of stuff happens, we like to bring an expert on the show, someone with real good credentials. She's a Harvard and a Columbia and graduate. She's MIA. I guess she's been missing in action. I don't know what that means. Is that another college?
That the Massachusetts Institute of Technology?
AB. Oh, I see. AB Harvard University.
Mm-hmm, Masters in International Affairs?
At Columbia University. And she knows many, many languages. Her name is Deepti Chubby. And she will tell us what she thinks about this latest Iran development right after the...
The Bob River Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe. 102.5 KZOK. The classic rock station.
Howdy, Steve the Orca Whale here. Maybe you've seen me on the side of buses or in the papers. Not to brag, but I'm kind of famous. And, well, Hollywood will be calling soon. Anyhow, I'm here to tell you about the Orca Card, which stands for One Regional Card for All. A new prepaid public transportation card that replaces the Puget Pass and having to carry around all that loose change. It pays for trips on buses, trains, ferries, and it has a picture of me on it, which, well, I think is pretty cool, since I couldn't get them to call it the Steve card. Excuse me, probably my agent. Steve here, the Orca. I'm a little busy right now. Telemarketers. Do I look like I need a timeshare in Vegas? So, remember, the Orca card gets you where you want to go, unless you're going to Vegas. It's a desert, people. Hello?
The Orca Card from the Puget Sound's public transportation agencies. Get your Orca Card today at orcacard.com or call 888-988-6722.
I finally realized it was time to upgrade my wireless phone. I mean, come on, all mine can do is make calls. Well, the phones nowadays have it all. Email, internet, video, touchscreens, and frankly, I've got a lot of questions, okay? Good thing I came to the one place with all the answers.
Car Toys.
And smart people like Lori, wireless expert extraordinaire.
That's me.
So Lori, I'm ready to upgrade my dinosaur of a phone. Can Car Toys help me out with that?
Of course. In fact, through Monday during Car Toys tailgate event, get free texting phone, free touchscreen phones, even free Blackberries.
Free is a good thing.
And whether you're a new activation or a qualified upgrade, you can choose from Verizon's LG MV3, AT&T's LG View, or T-Mobile's Blackberry Curve 8900. All free after rebates. Hurry, sale ends Monday night.
The phone, the plan, the price.
We do it all at Car Toys.
Okay, but will you set up my email for me?
Yep.
Because I need all the help I can get.
Wanna play? Get your toys.
Car Toys, a better way to go.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready. Right now, the Midas Secure Stop Brake Package is just $154.99 per axle. We'll install lifetime guaranteed brake pads and recondition your rotors. That's $154.99 from America's leader in brakes. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra. Lifetime guarantee valid for as long as you own your car. See manager for guarantee terms. Most vehicles, limited time offer at participating Midas.
They say a picture's worth a thousand words, but a picture of your kid sharing a hug with Minnie Mouse, that's beyond words. Right now at Disneyland, I can save $400 on a four-day, four-night hotel and ticket package. Visit Disneyland.com/400 or call 866-60-DISNEY now through December 19th and book your family getaway right in the middle of the magic. Treat yourself and your family to the kind of memories only Disneyland can create. Attractions, entertainment offers, subject to restrictions, blackout dates, and change without notice. Spending time with your family is important, and there's lots of things you can do, but there's only one Disneyland. It's the magic getaway you've been waiting for.
Tonight, how do you cheer up your ex?
Let's do it.
Not like this.
I need just 15 minutes of prep time. No, 30. Okay, 45.
All new Christine tonight, only CBS.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO.
One learned the game on the playfields of Cincinnati. The other, across the ocean in Japan. One built a career on towering home runs and a megawatt smile.
Welcome back to Seattle, Ken Griffey Jr.
The other, on line drive singles in the tug of a sleeve before every pitch.
Ichiro has done it again.
Each goes by one name, and each is one of a kind. Junior and Ichiro, icons, record breakers, and teammates. Make plans to catch a Mariners game at Safeco Field this summer and join them on the road to Cooperstown. It's a memory that will last a lifetime.
Folks, this is unbelievable.
Mariners baseball, a new day, a new way.
Friday, don't miss one of the biggest fan appreciation nights in Safeco Field history when the Mariners host the Rangers. Win great prizes like vacation packages, 50-inch plasma TVs, autographed jerseys, and more. Sunday afternoon, the Mariners wrap up the season with Kids Appreciation Day and great prizes for the youngsters. For tickets, visit Mariners.com.
American Family Insurance has a great program called The Family You Choose. It's about saluting those people we consider our extended family members, the people that make a difference or just make life easier or a little better every day. My professional life would not be complete without Teresa, my hairdresser. She is so dedicated that when I was stuck at home with a broken leg, she came to the house to do my do. Teresa is part of the family I choose. If you have someone in your life you consider part of the family you choose, go to familyyouchoose.com or kzok.com to nominate that special person. You can upload a video, record a video message, or send an email to tell us why this person is special and is part of the family you choose. You can vote each week on your favorite message, and everyone that participates is eligible for the grand prize, a VIP trip for two to New York, VIP tickets to a Broadway show, dinners and New York hotspots, and exclusive passes to the taping of a marquee CBS TV show. American Family Insurance helps you protect all the things you love, and now they're helping you to salute the family you choose.
Well, to tell you about the amazing deals at Amazing Siding and Windows, we thought we needed to have an amazing spokesperson. We decided to go with this guy.
I'm Captain Amazing!
Actually, his name is Larry.
Amazing Siding and Windows has some amazing deals for you. Like up to $2,000 off siding, $100 off each window, lifetime warranties, and 100% financing available. They have a huge selection of siding and windows. They even have the amazing self-cleaning windows. And if that's not enough, they'll come out and give you a free estimate and present a very impressive laptop demonstration. Just text AMAZING to 24300 now.
And don't forget about the $1,500 tax credit.
And I should get to a phone and call them right now.
But you can't. Why? Well, I better call too, because now I need a new window. Amazing Siding and Windows. Text AMAZING to 24300 and get more info. Or call today, 1-800-4-SIDING. Online at AmazingSiding.com.
Welcome back to the AAA Minute. This is John coming to you from AAA Dispatch to tell you that 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, AAA is out there on the road for you. And to prove it, I've come in to take a call on our night shift. Oh, here's one now. Thanks for calling AAA. This is John.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, so my husband made an anniversary dinner for me, but he's never cooked before,
right?
So the food was terrible. But I pretended to eat it while really just hiding it in my napkin. And then after he fell asleep, I snuck out to go find an all-night drive-thru. But now I have a flat tire, so I'm stranded and I'm starving. And I need help fast.
No problem, ma'am. We're on our way to change that flat. You want fries with that?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. We can't do that. But hang on. Angie here will get your information. When you least expect it. And then call AAA for help. From the nation's most trusted roadside assistance to discounts at more than 160,000 businesses locally, around the world, and online, nobody gets you on your way or helps you save like AAA. And speaking of savings, join AAA now and get $10 off a new membership. Just call 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com.
Some killers run from the law, but not this one.
I imagine in a few hours you're going to want to talk to me again.
No, wait, don't hang up.
A chilling new CSI New York, tonight only CBS.
The Bob Rivers Show, 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Deepti Chobay is on the phone from Washington, D.C. She's the deputy director of the non-proliferation program at Carnegie Endowment. She's responsible for establishing strategic priorities for that program, which includes research and policy analysis, designing and implementing outreach initiatives, basically calculating what nuclear weapons states have and how dangerous they are and how much the U.S. spends on our security. She's also consulted Asia, Europe, and the United States. She's got her Master of International Affairs from Columbia University, and she has her undergraduate degree in government from Harvard University. So, of course, we know that doesn't mean anything. You could get all that and be president and still get a D, right? Isn't that right?
That's right. Good morning, Bob.
Deep T, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We thought of you and searched for you because stories are starting to appear in our mainstream media that are different and troubling. A story in the Wall Street Journal. Basically, the gist of it was, it's not whether or not there'll be a nuclear war, it's who's going to be involved and how bad it'll be. And then a story today from the Associated Press that says Iran has put its nuke facility where you can't get it with your bombs, which sounds almost like a taunt of the U.S. as we're about to sit down with them. So first question for you is, how nuts is all of this and how likely is the event of an actual real nuclear war? And won't that screw up the day-to-day operations of our planet?
Right. Well, first of all, again, thank you for having me. And I think it's really great that you're covering this important issue and trying to shed some sunlight on more sensible approaches to what's really going on. You know, the first thing I would say is it's important for your listeners to remember that we actually have rules that help us manage the threat of further proliferation of nuclear weapons and to prohibit further use of nuclear weapons.
When you say we, you mean the United Nations?
I mean the international community.
The international community.
That's something called the non-proliferation regime. There's a treaty that underlies it. These are rules that every country in the world signs up for except for just a few, and those are India, Pakistan, Israel, and then North Korea used to be part of the regime and then stepped out, and I think we're all familiar with that story.
Yeah.
But what I want to say specifically about Iran is a party to the non-proliferation treaty where they have a legal obligation not to develop nuclear weapons.
We stop importing hummus? What can we do? I mean, how can we get them?
Well, there's a lot we can do. And this is what makes this issue very complicated. So I think commentators who like putting this in black and white terms about will or will there not be nuclear war completely miss the point that...
Right. But having said that, will there or will there not be nuclear war? Because we're in the press. That's what we have to ask.
We're pressed for time.
Well, I think that, well, the thing I would say is, you know, first of all, we have no proof that Iran actually has a nuclear weapon. So it's unclear to me who exactly is engaging in this nuclear war. And, you know, and as Defense Secretary Gates said on Sunday, the emphasis is on diplomacy from the Obama administration.
And this was their nuclear chief. And, you know, we discovered after we finally caught Saddam Hussein that a lot of his bragging was bluster and that it's a cultural thing and that may be going on here in Iran. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying, but I think you've actually put your finger on the point, which is this is not the run-up to the Iraq war again. You know, this isn't about, you know, playing fast and loose with the intelligence. You've instead seen intelligence agencies from different countries really working together to sift through it and make sure that they really understood what this second secret enrichment, uranium enrichment facility really was.
What is it? Okay.
Before they announced it.
Yes.
So, you know, and I don't think that any serious policymakers are really arguing for a military solution to this because, in fact, there isn't one.
And that's why the guy in Iran is saying, ha-ha, your bombs can't get me, because he can do that taunt, and he knows that nobody's really taken seriously that, and so it makes him look better amongst his own peeps. I don't know if they call them peeps over there, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, I think this is also the challenge for how the Iran nuclear program is talked about domestically. If you ask Iranian people and you say, are you in favor of Iran's nuclear program? They think they're talking about a nuclear energy program.
Which they love.
Which is to develop electricity.
Electricity that didn't go out half the time would be fantastic, right?
Right. And yet, you know, there's a lot of ambiguity when they say nuclear program. Are you talking about a weapons capability? Are you talking about electricity? So it's one thing to just be very clear that the Iranian people, when they say they're in favor of Iran having a nuclear capability, they're talking about civilian nuclear energy that many countries in the world have.
Let's take the word nuclear out of this and let's just focus on war. It seems right now, as the guy is shooting off his missiles and reminding us that they can easily reach Israel and also reminding us that they wouldn't mind wiping that country off the map, it seems to me that the chances of either Israel dropping some bombs, not necessarily nuclear, but taking military action on Iran, or Iran taking military action on Israel, is escalating and escalating pretty rapidly. You don't think that's the case?
I think that that's part of a larger picture of trying to get Iran to the negotiating table and to negotiate seriously.
Because that's the part that freaked Joe out as he read that and he started to get really worried. But you see it all as bluster and negotiating is what I'm getting from you.
Right. I think a lot of, you know, these missile tests, first of all, were they were planned before the revelation was made last week. But in what it is Iran trying to deflect the spotlight from being back on itself. Iran has tried to say for years that its nuclear file is closed, that they don't have to answer any more questions about what they've been doing. And in fact, the debate for the last few years has been, will the U.S. Engage Iran? Will there be discussions without preconditions? You know, this is a big deal as President Obama was running for office. That's not the conversation anymore. The conversation is that Iran has broken the rules and it's in violation of its agreement with the IAEA. They don't like the spotlight being back on them because they've actually dug themselves into a bit of a hole here. And what we're trying to do, and I think what the Israelis are trying to do, is raise the cost for Iran continuing on its current path of defiance.
Right, but you have to be careful because if they're dug into a hole, you don't want to back them into a corner.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And this is all.
This is a hole that your bombs can't get to.
This is how the intelligence community and the smart people talk about this stuff because it's all. It really boils down to a bunch of egomaniacs and their emotions, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, I think that to be fair, international affairs is complicated, and people and the actions of one state may not always be clearly understood by another state, and that's what contributes to different threat perceptions. And I would just be a little bit more fair about, some of the interests of people in the Iranian regime.
In other words, okay, we can't portray them as wackos.
Everybody's got to talk a little trash, even if they don't really mean it, just to kind of get their position established.
Right, I think that's right.
Okay.
And the United States does that all the time, when there's that great phrase of all options are on the table. Right,
that's what that means.
Right. And just trying to make sure that you seem like you have a stronger position.
We'll send Clinton if we have to.
Right.
That's what that means.
Right. Dieter, you wrote that the most important strategic foreign policy issue facing the next president and Congress will be how to prevent the further spread of nuclear weapons. Does the ability to be able to pronounce the word nuclear
give
this administration a distinct advantage over other, I won't name any names, any other previous administrations?
Well, I think what really helps this administration is that President Obama is somebody who has a real vision for how to reduce nuclear dangers globally.
Right. And does the fact that he was born in Kenya give him a disadvantage?
I think it's fairly clear that
he was born in the United States.
People understand that Hawaii is part of the United States.
Deepti, is this the silliest show you have ever been on?
I'm sorry?
Is this the silliest show you've ever been on?
I'll say that it's the most engaging one I've been on recently.
All right,
you're
thank
very
you.
Engaging yourself.
But we're serious. You get that we sort of want to know. We really do care.
Yeah, well, no, absolutely. But let me just say this, and this should give your listeners a little bit more optimism. We have in place leadership, and particularly in the former President Obama, where he is trying to retake the American leadership position on nonproliferation issues. And the way he has done that is by reengaging the rest of the international community. He was a big hit at the United Nations last week. He was the first American president to ever chair a UN Security Council session where they unanimously passed a resolution to strengthen the nonproliferation regime. And a key part of that resolution was about steps to take in instances of noncompliance. And although they didn't name names about who, what threat they were addressing, because naming names in that context makes the hard work of diplomacy even harder, it's clear that those were steps fashioned in order to deal with the challenge of Iran.
Well, part of the challenges of dealing with diplomacy is trying to understand where the other side is coming from. And one thing I'm curious about is, what is the current situation on the ground in Iran? Because I heard about fuel shortages. There's talk about power outages. How does the average Iranian person live?
I think that's a great question, particularly as there's a discussion now about sanctions, and let's be clear, the purpose of sanctions is to get the message across to the Iranians that they have a problem, that they need to be willing to make accommodations to get it resolved, and that they should come to the negotiating table to do that. Nobody should think that sanctions will actually stop the Iranians from enriching uranium. But there are concerns about, what's the impact on, innocent civilians and the man on the street.
And are they feeling much less empowered after the elections and that Twitter wouldn't even help them out? I mean, they had Twitter right there, and it didn't really didn't seem to help.
Right. And again, I think that's the challenge of kind of autocratic regimes like Iran, is that the will of the people isn't necessarily what is reflected in the people by the people who are in power.
I know we're almost out of time, but you've been a good sport, and I thank you for that. Madeleine Albright today, former Secretary of State, said one of her greatest assets while she was Secretary of State were firm breasts.
You've been a good sport, by the way, DT. That's his way of saying we'd like you to be a good sport again.
That being said, would Bill Clinton make a better Secretary of State than Mrs. Clinton?
I'm sure both of them have their. I think both of them have their respective assets.
Sure, DT. I have a question. Would you be my Facebook friend?
I can be your Facebook friend, possibly.
Okay, I'm going to look you up.
You're actually more extensive negotiations.
We have to negotiate. I'm going to look you up, and just remember, Bob Rivers, I was the polite one who didn't ask about breasts. Bob Rivers. Deep T, it's very nice to meet you, and thank you. You gave us a lot of perspective, and we cut through all the spin and BS that the news is very confusing. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.